You're listening to SBS News.
In the past few weeks, a small group of epidemiologists have raised questions around the effectiveness of the AstraZeneca vaccine. The majority of the Australian population is due to receive this jab this year, but they've questioned whether it's the best option, given studies have shown it is about 62% effective in preventing COVID-19. The Pfizer vaccine, which is being rolled out to mainly frontline workers and aged care residents, is about 95% effective. Australia has also secured agreements for the Novavax vaccine, which has yet to be approved, but early trials show has an efficacy of 89%. Adrian Esterman, the Chair of Biostatistics and Epidemiology at the University of South Australia, says the AstraZeneca jab also appears to have a lower chance of stopping transmission.
The only reservation I have, and it's not a big one even, is that it's not as efficacious as the Pfizer-BioNTech, and potentially it's not as good at stopping transmission as the Pfizer-BioNTech, but we don't actually have good data on that yet, and that would just make it a little bit more difficult to achieve herd immunity. So the real issue is if the Novavax vaccine is very similar to the Pfizer-BioNTech in terms of its efficacy, why wouldn't we use that instead of AstraZeneca when it comes? And that's not been discussed by the government at all.
So why is Australia continuing with this vaccine? Health experts, including Professor Esterman, say there are several reasons why Australia should continue with the AstraZeneca jab. They say, first of all, it is safe and it works. Recent trials have shown it is 100% effective against severe disease, hospitalisation and death. And that's the whole point, according to University of Sydney Associate Professor Nicholas Wood, who leads the New South Wales Immunisation Specialist Service.
The AstraZeneca one and the Pfizer one are very, very good, more than 95% effective in preventing severe disease and that hospitalisations and not people dying, and that's the main goal, to be honest. The Pfizer one is probably a little bit more effective compared to the AstraZeneca, but it's our main aim is to stop people getting very sick and dying, and will achieve that.
There's also new data that shows the longer you wait getting the second dose of the AstraZeneca jab, the more effective it is. Recent studies show its effectiveness is boosted to 82% if the second dose is given 12 weeks later. The other major advantage of the AstraZeneca vaccine is that it's cheaper and can be locally produced, unlike the Pfizer jab, which has to be imported from Europe. It also can be transported and stored at normal refrigerated temperatures, which makes it easier to distribute to remote and regionally located Australians. Australia only has a limited supply of the Pfizer vaccine, only 20 million. Professor Adrian Esterman says we don't have enough of the Pfizer jab.
Every country in the world is trying to get hold of the Pfizer vaccine. And if it was just a matter of buying it, I'm sure the government would do it, but it's not. It's a matter of supply. And the thing about AstraZeneca is we can actually make it in Australia, and so there's no supply issues. And it does work.
There's also questions around how our vaccines will work against dangerous new variants. Pfizer says its vaccine still works well against a B.1.1.7 variant that originated in the UK, but may be less effective against a B.1.351 that was found in South Africa. Although the AstraZeneca jab has shown some efficacy against the B.1.1.7 variant, the rollout of the AstraZeneca vaccine has been halted in South Africa after a small local trial showed it achieved minimal results against the B.1.351 variant that is ravaging the population. But both these results come from small-scale trials and experiments, and experts say more data is needed before a definitive answer can be given about their effectiveness against variants. Dr. Abra Ahmed Choktai, a lecturer in epidemiology from the School of Population Health at the University of New South Wales, says we also need more data to see whether we'll need a new vaccine shot yearly. He says data has shown antibody titers, which detect the amount of antibodies in a person's blood from the coronavirus vaccine, wanes after 10 months.
You just need to continue vaccination, and once a group of people vaccinated, then you need to test them regularly to see the antibody level in their body, antibody level against the vaccination. So if antibody level is sustaining for 1 year or longer, then probably you don't need booster. But if antibody level decreases due to normal strain or new strain, then definitely you need a booster.
If Australians do end up needing yearly shots, by that point we could have a better vaccine on the market next year. Professor Adrian Esterman says there are hundreds of vaccines in the works at the moment.
Look, it is early days, and these early vaccines, the first off the block vaccines, have been designed to stop severe infection and death. And they will all do that extremely well. As more vaccines come on stream, they'll likely be more designed to stop transmission. Don't forget there's about over 200 vaccines in trials at the moment. So these very early ones, all of them were designed to stop severe disease, and they all do that extremely well.
Many people are also pinning their hopes on the rollout of the vaccines, allowing life to return to normal. But without a high rate of vaccinations, many of that relies on not just the prevention of the virus, but also the transmission. Infectious diseases epidemiologist Linda Selvey from the School of Public Health at the University of Queensland says herd immunity is a long way away for Australia. Herd immunity refers to the process where a majority of a population is immune to a disease or virus, and for that to occur, 80% of a population needs to be immunised.
While there's some promising data from overseas, we still don't really know whether or not any of the vaccines actually prevent transmission of the virus, although I think that there is some data suggesting the Pfizer vaccine may be doing that. So knowing that, you know, the whole concept of herd immunity is not, you know, it can't be an aim of the vaccine at this point in time, because we don't know whether or not the vaccine will achieve that anyway, any vaccine. But it is important to, you know, for a high proportion of the population to be immune to COVID, and particularly to developing severe disease.
Rashida Yousafzai, SBS World News.